The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody in Northeast Florida. This is such an exciting Saturday. This is the last Saturday of the year, and it is the last Saturday of the decade. The decade, Howard.
The decade?
The decade.
All right.
How cool is that?
Well, and it's going to be, it's the next week is going to be the beginning of our ninth year on the air. How about that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
Did you have a good week?
I had a great week. Did you?
It was Christmas week, wasn't it? We hope everybody had a great Christmas. You know, I want to talk about that because people say, I've seen so many times over the past month where people have taken their homes off the market.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
And we talked last week that we were going to put a house on the market.
Right, that day.
And we did, and we put it on the market. And I got to tell everybody what happened, because we put it on the market on the Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we put it on the market on Friday. We had 8 showings. We had 3 offers. And on Christmas Eve, the contract was signed. So when you say things don't happen around the holidays, I want to tell you they do. If the house looks good, and it did, and it's priced right, and it, by the way, it wasn't priced cheaply, it was priced fairly. It looked good, it priced right. And it had multiple people show up. When we put it on the market, what was it, 2 hours? We had 3 scheduled showings?
Oh, yeah.
It was nuts.
So we're not the only realtors working. But yes,
That's right.
It's a beautiful, beautiful home. And these offers came in. And then as other people are sending me messages, hey, I'm going to write an offer. I mean, we would have had 3 more offers, but for the fact that the buyers didn't want to get in a multiple offer situation. So we could have had 6 offers.
Incredible.
Yes.
And they were all really good offers.
They were all full price and beyond.
So things happen when you put a good house on the market at a good price.
Yes.
So I realize that, you know, the holidays are now off. But here's what I want to tell you, though. That a lot of people are going to put their house on the market right after the holidays. That's when a lot of people are going to do it. If you want to beat the rush, don't wait until the second week of January, the third week of January. Do it now. Do it now when the people from out of town visiting their relatives are still here.
Yes.
We can come.
When people are off work, right?
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of people we talk to who live here, but they were off work, so they called to check on houses.
Yeah. You know what is still time to do also?
What?
Well, you know, at the beginning of the shows for the last several months, we've been doing What's Special About the Day. Today is Call a Friend Day.
Aww.
So if you have friends, and of course most of us do, call a friend today. And also one of the things that I love to do just about every day, it is chocolate candy day.
Yes, you do have a chocolate problem.
Yes. And one of the things that is special to me and also to our guest today, and I'm going to tell you who our guest is in just a minute, you know, we love our military, and I love this country. Today is Pledge of Allegiance Day.
Yay.
It really is. And, you know, they've stopped doing that in a lot of schools, but I think it's still great, and I'm glad that they do the national anthem and all of the games, and I wish everyone would stand and put their hand over their heart. You know, I hate that some of the ball players are not standing. It is about our country, and we have a great country. And I don't want to get too political, but I do believe absolutely in the Pledge of Allegiance. So today is the Pledge of Allegiance Day. Maybe you want to tell your kids about how important that is and what that means, what that flag stands for. It's not just a 3x5 cloth with stars and stripes on it, but what does it mean for our great country? And what I meant by our guest on the show today, somebody who's been on the show more than anyone else has been in the past 9 years, Greg Harris, the president of Watson Title Services. And the pledge means a lot to him because he is a Navy veteran. Commander Greg Harris, thank you for being on the show today.
Well, thank you, Howard and Angela, and good morning, everybody. 9 years.
Can you believe that? And you were our first sponsor. You're the first person who joined with us as we embarked on this adventure.
Well, if nothing, I think we're consistent.
Yes.
We're better looking now than we were 9 years ago. We've all aged very, very well.
Maybe not me, but the rest of you guys look great.
I have less hair.
And mine's darker, I think. No, not really.
Well, welcome to the show, Greg. You've given us great advice and information over those 9 years. And a few things have changed over the years with respect to the closing process because nothing happens. I mean, Angela and I, we list houses, we show houses, we write contracts. Mm-hmm. And our other sponsor, Christine, gets people the mortgages, but nothing happens until all those things happen behind the scenes to get ready for that closing. It's not just the hour or hour and a half at the closing table. So many things happen behind the scenes before that happens. So you want to give a little overview of really what does happen for the many, many hours that are spent behind the scenes to get to that closing table?
You know, sure thing. It was funny, over the holiday season, sometimes you find yourself at gatherings with friends and family and everything like that. And they want to know, you know, what do you do? Yeah, Greg, you've moved back to the U.S. 10 years ago. What do you do for a living now? And it's always difficult to boil it down real short. But, you know, what we do in the title insurance and settlement service industry, it's really straightforward if you really want to boil it down. What we do is when people are going out and looking to buy a property and they fall in love with a house, what they want to know is when they get their keys and they move in, that it's theirs and they can start the next chapter in their life. And so what we do is we make sure that the person you're thinking that you're buying the house from, it's actually their house and they're authorized to sell 100% of it. And also that the house that you're buying or the piece of property you're owning, it's actually what was told you that it is.
Right.
It's half an acre, not a third of an acre. That shed is actually on your property, not your neighbor's property. You know, that well is yours. That's what we do. So when you move into that house, it's all yours. Everything's taken care of. You don't have to worry about somebody knocking on the door and having some claim to your property.
Interesting. Now, you mentioned well. There were a couple of times where we showed a property that the well was actually on your property, but the person next door actually had access to it as well.
Yes.
Well agreements. There are people who I think make a living just working with well agreements. But you talk about how things change, and I love how you started the show because there's a lot of mythology out there in any business, especially in real estate.
Yes.
And when you're talking about people taking their houses off the market, they may be getting advice or hearing things that might have been true at one place at one time, but things are different now. You need to talk to a professional that's in it every day because mythology is not reality. And I thought that was a great opening for everybody.
Good. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Hey, we are here with Greg Harris of Watson Title Services. We are here, of course, with Angela and
yes.
me, Howard. We're going to answer your questions when you call. And what's the number, Angela?
222-TALK to me, you have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255. So 904-222-8255.
Hey, and we've got lots more to talk about with Greg Harris. And as I mentioned, we're going to answer your questions, but we're going to talk more about surveys, what a survey is, what it does, and some interesting things that have happened over the years on why you should get that important survey. And does fence really mean that's the end of your property?
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies and make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right, they use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestcontrol.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Whatever y'all
welcome want. Back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday. It looks kind of gloomy out, Howard, but I'm still feeling happy, right? It's happy. That's still a happy Saturday.
Well, it's still good. It's not raining. It's not snowing.
Yeah.
And it's not going to.
I know, it's
mid-70s,
so cool.
Mid-70s, the rest of the country is embroiled in rain and wet,
yes,
white weather.
Yes, not us.
Not
woo-hoo,
us.
Live in Florida.
That's right.
Okay, so we're here with Greg Harris of Watson Title. Thank you so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
Appreciate you closing out the year with us. That's always exciting, too, and the decade. And what we were talking about before we went to the break was surveys. So let's spend a minute talking about the importance of getting the survey. And in a real estate transaction, after we write the contract and send it over to title, the realtor and the seller, they do not have to order the survey. That is a service that you provide, correct?
Correct. 'Cause, and we serve all the way from the Georgia border down to Ocala, you know, I-75 East, and that's kind of the area we cover. And there are surveyors that, for lack of a better phrase, they specialize in certain areas. For instance, Nassau County has some peculiarities in a variety of ways. Mm-hmm. And so you want a surveyor that knows how to work Nassau County.
Exactly.
When you get near the Baker County line over on the west side with some of the property there, meets and bounds. There are some special considerations. St. Augustine always has interesting things happen.
Oh, gosh,
So we have different surveyors we work for different areas, and we have really good surveyors that we work with because we make sure they get paid and have little any difficulties there. But every year kind of has a theme. And this year, one of the big things was problems with surveys, or perhaps more accurately, not getting them, which I find amazing. But you see it a lot with cash deals and vacant land, where people decide they want to save a little money or close 48 hours earlier than they would otherwise, and you know, waive getting the survey.
The buyer waives getting.
Correct. And you know, you always have an option. Lenders usually will require a new survey.
Right.
But sometimes when you're paying cash, you can use a previous survey if the homeowner can find it. But if not, you should always get a new survey. Things that we've seen, people who have bought a beautiful waterfront lot, vacant lot, but it has a dock on it that the previous homeowner put on the property. And so they say, hey, waterfront's got a dock, put a house here, perfect. Well, the dock's not on your property. It's a few feet over on your neighbor's property.
Oh, my goodness.
That would be a good thing to know before you put your life savings in that lot. There are circumstances where, again, nothing malicious on anybody's part, but people thought that they had a half an acre, and that's what they put up and listed and wanted to sell. Well, no, it's actually a third of an acre.
Right.
And they discover that when they decide that they want to fence in their property, and their neighbor goes, well, what are you doing on putting a fence on my property? Which, you know, Howard, you mentioned that at the break. Sometimes people think, well, the property has fences on. That's pretty much good enough. Not really.
Right.
I personally in my life had to stop. I was helping a neighbor with their fence, checking on their fences. It was going in. And the fencing company was putting it in incorrectly. I had to show them, no, here's the survey stake right here. She doesn't want to give her neighbor 4 feet of her property.
Oh, gosh.
So surveys are always worth it. And, you know, it's been raining here, and sometimes during storm season, maybe the surveyors can't get out because all they have are hip waders, not neck waders. And we got to wait for the water to go down a little bit near Black Creek before they can actually find out where the corner of that lot is.
Right.
But it's always worth the peace of mind. It's always worth, I think, the investment. If you're spending six figures and up on a piece of property, a few hundred dollars for a survey is worth its weight in gold.
Oh, well, some of them are more than that, right?
They are.
I mean, I've seen them up to $1,500.
Absolutely. When you got
oddly shaped or going in the water something.
Yeah, lot and block is pretty straightforward, but
right.
if you're out there getting 15 acres that used to be a cow field that's been in the family since 1872,
it's going to take a minute, and it's a lot of effort on their part.
Well, one of the interesting things, you bring up water, and somebody mm-hmm. says that they have a half an acre, and it's on water. Sometimes a good portion of that half an acre is the water.
Yes.
But the only useful part may be a quarter of an acre, which is land.
And a survey.
So it's advertised as half an acre, but half of it is water. So you think you're buying a half an acre of land, but you're not.
Right.
So that's what you really have to look for as well. And the survey will tell you that. But just going to the piece of property does not tell you that at all.
No, and we. Correct. And, from the chapter that you can't make these things up, it was a couple of years ago, but there was a home for sale, and it was what I think the term of art is a preserve lot, where you had a beautiful view of what the rest of the world calls a swamp, what we call a beautiful Florida
preserve.
Yes. But one of the nice things about this property had a beautiful deck. Absolutely beautiful deck onto the back, hot tub, you know, everything. You could just tell you walked out there and your blood pressure dropped 30 points. However, it was one of those situations where people who put the deck in there didn't research it. And a good 2/3 of the deck was over wetlands.
Oh, no.
And
now tell everybody what that means, because it's wetland.
That means
it's
you can't.
Protected land.
It's protected. You can't build over it.
Right.
And nobody's going to lend money on that property unless somebody gets creative with a chainsaw. And
so although you own the land, because it is wetland, you're not allowed to put anything into the ground, nor even if there's not a piling in the ground and the boards just go over the wetlands, it's still not allowed from a government perspective.
Always get permits. always do it up and up. There have been circumstances where easements are another issue.
Right.
If there's an easement on your property, you probably shouldn't have your brother who has a pool company put in a $60,000 pool in your easement.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
That doesn't come out well when you try to sell the property.
So let's talk about one of the things that you do. Do you look for permits to see whether or not there are any open permits?
Yes and no. One of the great things about Northeast Florida is I tell people all the time, whether you grew up in Greenwich Village in New York City or you grew up on a cattle ranch in Texas, we can find a neighborhood that you're going to be comfortable with because we have it all right here. As a result, we have different municipalities in different areas that sometimes we have to do what's called a municipal lien search. Like, for instance, Clay County a few years ago made those mandatory.
That's right.
And in Duval County, you and I could live across the street. And if you sell your property, you don't need to have a municipal lien search to find out if there's anything attached to that property that wouldn't come out through a normal title search, that the municipality is attached to that property vice you personally. While me, I don't have to, because you're in one of the beach locations and I'm in a county that used to be unincorporated. So even Duval County can be complicated. You can see different places in St. John's County as well where municipal lien search may or may not be required depending on which side of the street you're on. So those types of permits, sometimes you need a municipal lien search to be able to find. Sometimes they'll come up on the title search. It depends upon where the property is being sold, but it's definitely something you want cleared up. Because if it attaches to the property, when you buy it, it comes with it. And the new homeowner doesn't want to have to deal with somebody else's problems.
So sometimes a home inspector will look for open permits.
Yes.
But that's generally not what a title company does.
Depending upon the property.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. Angela, you had a couple more questions?
I always have questions.
All right.
You know, that's one thing I love about Greg being here is because he sees, you know, we see our 50 deals a year, right? We know what their nuances are. But Greg sees so many more than that. And he kind of gets that perspective of patterns or trends or anything, you know, that he sees from more of a macro vision point of view. So, Greg, anything happening this year? I mean, is there any trend that popped up or anything that caught your attention?
But and it goes back to what you mentioned at the opening about the general market, especially if you price the property right at market, your house is going to move.
Yes.
And you know, when you see a house that's been sitting for a long time, it's just because it's not priced to market. And we're in a great market. Everybody's getting great value for their property. And so you have a lot of people who, as we saw during the Great Recession, there are a lot of people who normally would have moved up, but they said, you know what? I'm going to sit here for a bit. I'll deal with it. But a lot of those people have, the economy's doing great, and they go, you know what? We were going to move up back in 2011, but we didn't, but we're going to do it now. And so we're starting to see back-to-back closings again, and those have some twists and turns.
Since we're hearing the music, let's talk about that when we come back from the break.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't know what a back-to-back closing is.
And that's there's right. A lot of details that impact it. I feel like a lot of realtors don't even necessarily do a good job planning that. So, and a lot of realtors listen to our show. So let's talk about that when we come back, what you can do.
When we come back, we'll do back-to-back.
Back to back.
Back
when
to
we
back
come
when
back.
We come back. All right. We're also going to answer everyone's calls if they have a question. So you can call in at 904-222-8255. 5.
Yes.
Right, Angela?
Absolutely.
All right. So Greg Harris is here, the president of Watson Title Services. Angela and Howard are with you, and we want to answer your calls. So give us a call. We'll be right back.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Authorities say about a dozen people were injured when a nitrogen line ruptured at the Beechcraft Aircraft Manufacturing Facility in Wichita, Kansas, causing part of the building to collapse. A truck bomb exploded at a busy security checkpoint in Somalia's capital this morning, killing at least 76 people, including many students. It was one of the deadliest attacks in Mogadishu in recent memory. Witnesses say the force of the blast reminded them of a devastating 2017 bombing that left hundreds of people dead. Authorities say the remains of 6 of 7 people on board have been found.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. We understand that shopping for jewelry can be a frustrating experience, with everybody claiming they're a gemologist and people using loose quality grading standards. It's also impossible for a layman to be able to judge a gemstone for quality. So all a person can really do is judge the jeweler. Now at Underwoods, we're members of the American Gem Society, where our jewelers are registered and our sales associates and gemologists are certified. We're tested on an annual basis to re-win these professional titles. In fact, the American Gem Society was founded in 1934 to protect the consumer, and members can be thrown out for unethical practices. Underwoods is the longest standing member in the state of Florida. Now, not every jeweler is a member, so if you're shopping for jewelry, ask those common sense questions like, what are your qualifications? Ask to see their education certificates, and ask if they're members of the American Gem Society. And if they're not a member, you might want to ask, why not? Come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops at Ponte Vedra.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry with 400,000 members. They've shared over $2 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. And with MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And that's a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, January 4th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, January 4th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Sunday, January 5th at 10 a.m. it's the Orange Park Farmers Market in the Town Hall Park.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Mostly sunny today, high 75, then cloudy to 66. As for Sunday, mostly cloudy, slight chance of showers, high 78. Sunday night, 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, down to 68. Monday, 90% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high of 78. And then Monday night, mostly cloudy, low 51.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy Saturday. We have Greg Harris of Watson Title in our studio today. I love him being here. He always has the best stories to tell. And, you know, it's just the longer you're in the business, the more things you see, you just can't make it up. It's all real. And that is so fun and interesting. And I think even for us in general real estate too, Howard, don't you feel that way? Like the longer we're here, the more things we see. It's like you think it's just the same thing happening again and again, but it's not always. Is it?
And he's used to handling all sorts of things.
Yes, and I love that.
In his prior life as well as a commander working for a you worked for an admiral, didn't you?
Around the world. Yeah, I spent a lot of time in the mighty Orion, who the last squadron came back from its deployment this year. So not only am I retired, but the plane I spent a couple of decades in is retired too. But hey, the P-8's a great plane, and she's doing a great job. But yeah, I spent most of the time doing that. And when I wasn't doing that, for some reason, I'm good as a staff work. So I was a staff weenie, as we affectionately call them, at a few locations, both here and overseas.
Well, that's awesome.
In many, how many countries have you been in?
Oh, geez, 48.
I don't think I could name 48 countries, Greg.
Wow. I'm going to try that when we get home later, Howard. We're going to see if we can name 48 without looking.
And the great thing is both of my daughters, they kind of shocked some of their peers because we took them with us almost everywhere we could. And they've both been, I think, by the time we went back to the U.S., they both had been to, 27 and 29 countries.
Wow.
So they've seen a lot too.
Yes, absolutely.
That's really super. We do appreciate your service to our great nation.
Well, thank you.
So thank you so much.
Okay, so what I want to talk about now, we said when we came back, we talk about back-to-back closings, right? So that's the idea. So you have someone who, like me, I own a home. I live in a home. If I want to sell my home, I have to move somewhere. So I need to buy another home. Right. So I want that closing to happen pretty quickly. I want to sell my house and let's say at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then I want to buy a house at 11 o'clock in the morning. Now, that's a perfect dream. Right. So everybody wants that back to back. There are so many reasons that's a bad idea. So many reasons. The person who appreciates me doing that is the moving company.
Yep.
Right. Because they know they've got that pretty easy. But it's really better if you can avoid having the back-to-back.
Well, at least spread it out a little further than that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's talk about that, Greg. Give us all the reasons that back-to-backs are a bad idea.
Do we have another hour?
I'll give you the full 15 minutes.
We love back-to-back closings, and we're happy to help everybody with them, but the whole key is, as you know, is information. Nobody likes to be surprised or shocked.
Right.
And as a real estate professional, it's kind of heartbreaking when somebody looks in the eyes and go, you know, nobody told me this could happen.
It's like, right.
Oh, geez. So knowledge is important. Understanding is important. And it's very complicated. One transaction has its own little twist and turn.
Yes.
When you combine the two, you don't have twice the complications. You have about three times. But there's things going in that can help keep people calm and understand. First of all, are there lenders involved? If it's all cash, then there's less opportunity for things to be challenging. The key always is that, and the reason why you have back-to-back closings is that seller from transaction A needs those proceeds in order to purchase transaction B.
Correct.
And ideally, the same settlement services provider, which should be Watson Title Services of North Florida.
Absolutely. It's our favorite.
We'll do both transactions simply because that's one less moving part.
Yes.
And also, if money comes into our escrow account, then it doesn't have to go through multiple banks in order to be able to use for transaction B. However, and we just did it yesterday, we've got some competitors in town who do great business. And when we find out there's a back-to-back closing, we have a very good working relationship. They're great professionals. We just get on the phone and talk.
Right.
But that's, again, not a deal killer. But where people can get into problems is when they assume everything works well and works on time. And with transaction A, if there's a lender involved, Lenders always drive the equation. We all work for the lender, whether we realize it or not. And if for the transit, for A and B to work right, you've got to close on a Thursday, but that lender, for whatever reason, probably because people didn't listen to Greg and they decided to close on a Friday or the last 3 days of the month, and God bless the lenders, but they only have 24 hours a day too.
Right.
If that, for whatever reason, if that lender can't get things ready and that close shifts to the right, everything shifts to the right.
Correct.
And then transaction B shifts to the right. Or if you have a mail away involved, that's another complication where you have to wait for documents to come back from, you know, Seattle in order to get that transaction closed so you can move money. And what if one of the individuals does not want or don't have the ability to receive a wire? They want a paper check. And then the receiving bank says, okay, we'll take your seller proceeds check, but we're going to sit on it for 5 days. Well, I need that money in two. And the bank just looks at you with those cold black eyes, blink at you going, 5 days. They're not going to move.
Right.
So nobody wants to hear that the day of closing. But if you know ahead of time what these potential things are, then you can map it out a little better and plan for success. The whole key is just knowing where those can be. Okay, what's our backup plan? What happens if transaction B can't close on Tuesday but has to close on Thursday? Is somebody sleeping on a couch?
Right.
Do I need that U-Haul for an extra 2 days? Is somebody holding their breath till they turn blue and money magically appears? That's the whole key. It's like any other closing, but on steroids. Inform, disclose, and plan for success. And always, as we said in my prior life, you know, war game it out. What happens if assumption A is not valid, i.e., lender for transaction B performs on time? Okay, then if that's not valid, then how do we make the rest of the transaction take place? And even when things go a little bit wobbly, you can always tell when you've got good real estate professionals who have informed their buyers and sellers how the transaction is going to work. Because people go, okay, then we'll do this. We're ready for it. And that makes everything work better. And at the end of the day, everybody's still smiling. We
right.
had a twist and a turn. But that's just the sign of good people keeping their people informed.
One of the things I like to do is to set an expectation on both sides, whether it's the seller or the buyer, to say to them, there is going to be one bump in the road. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is yet. We're just starting our process. But there are too many people involved in this transaction for somebody not to miscommunicate or make a mistake. You know, not on purpose, they're not going to do it, but something can happen. And we need to be prepared for that. I never want people, because, you know, I hate to say this, but people hold us to a different expectation because we're on the radio, we're incredibly knowledgeable. So they think, oh, there will never be an error or a bump or whatever.
Perfection is the expectation.
Absolutely. So that's why I always try to say, no. Everybody, every deal has something. I'm just promising now. I don't know. It could be big. It could be little. I'll let you know when it happens. And I'll say, here's our bump, you know, because we do our best to make sure there aren't any. And it has a lot to do. We feel that the key to success is communication.
Absolutely.
Again and again and again, whether it's with the lender, the title company, the survey company, the other agent, the customers, make sure everyone is on exactly the same page and the same idea of what the schedule is and trying to get things coordinated properly. And when we do that, our outcome is usually pretty good. Sometimes there's things we just can't control.
Yep.
And we've had a couple of those this year, actually. And it reminds me that not everyone approaches the transaction the same way. And not everyone educates their customer. You know, there might be a realtor on the other side not doing that same type of, you know, legwork of setting expectations and understanding the process. And again, that's all because we're all at different levels of experience. Mm-hmm. And it happens. But then it's like getting it solved, you know. And I love working with Watson Title because they always rally around when something's going on and try to get solutions try super duper hard to get solutions. And I love that.
That's our job.
Yes. One thing I want to point out is, you know, everybody knows that Angela and I work for Watson and you're with Watson Title. Our listeners out there, if they're using a different realty company, they can still use Watson Title.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We close with other people all day long. Everybody's the same.
Seller selects the title company.
When we come back, we're going to talk about what are the advantages of using Watson Title. So stay with us, everyone. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
I can run with that.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited. I can't believe the show's almost over. We have had some great dialogue already talking about the importance of getting title, getting survey, understanding what it is that you're buying, understanding the process of closing, having back-to-back closings or not, and trying to figure out everything, the coordination of every moving piece and part about the transaction. So I think it's so funny because I think when people hire you, like a seller hires us as agents to list their home, they think the most important part is to get it under contract. And it just makes me laugh. Like, that's just a piece of what we do. You know, getting from contract to closing is way more difficult to do, to keep it together, than it is to just get the property marketed. Because we've perfected marketing, haven't we, Howard?
We do a really good job on marketing. That's why we sell 40 to 50 houses a year.
I've never worried about that piece of it. But, you know, keeping everybody else in line as we proceed through the process is always fun and a challenge. So let's talk for a minute while we have Greg's brain. I love Greg's brain. And let's talk about how money moves and how that impacts the closing process.
Well, the... One of the things that as y'all know, at the end of a closing, that everybody's sitting around the table looking at each other, the thing, we have funding. Yay.
Right.
That just means the money has showed up. In the ideal world, in a lot of cash deals, obviously we see this where we will get the money ahead of time and we deposit it into our escrow account. The money's cleared. It's waiting there. All we got to do is wait for everything to be executed. And then once everything's fully executed, then the money moves almost immediately. And when people aren't in a hurry, there are some lenders that if the package is complete and set to go ahead of time, they'll go ahead and send the buyer's funds to us before the closing.
Right.
And then we complete all the documentation. We send it to them and they go, okay, Watson Intelligence, I'll follow the directions. 1 through 10, I'll check. Okay, good. You're free to disperse. You won't have to wait for the money. But a lot of times, that's not how it works. You have to fill out all the documentation. That's why the buyer does their paperwork first. We send that to the lender. The lender will look at it and says, you know, Watson Tiles, you follow the directions appropriately. Does 1 + 1 = 2? Okay, things look good. Okay, we'll go ahead and send the money. But the money doesn't immediately go from the buyer's lender to our bank and for immediate access. It's got to go through the Federal Reserve. And that can be between 30 minutes to 3 hour delay.
And All right. That's the problem.
Especially if people don't listen to Greg and they close on a Friday or the last 3 days of the month, you can expect for it to go slower. That's where you can run into something that is understandably very frustrating for people,
yes,
where it's Friday afternoon, it's 3:30, the closing ended at 3, where are my keys? We don't have the money yet. What do you mean you don't have the money yet? The buyer's lender sent the money. Yes, but it hasn't reached our bank yet. And as y'all know, in real estate, the transaction is not complete until money moves from pocket A to pocket B.
Correct.
And so if
we can't give the keys.
No.
The buyer can have all their goods sitting on a truck. Right. And they're expecting to move into their new home and it may not happen.
Right. Because if somebody gets the key to the house they don't own, trial lawyers can hear the jingling of the key from three counties away and they're going to be watching everything that goes on until that money moves.
Because that's right.
There's a huge liability issue for everybody.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to move into a new house that it comes with its own lawsuit.
You
just don't want that. So, waiting for that money to move, and once it makes it into our account and we can disperse, then everything's off and running. And one thing that we do is we make sure that once those buyers' funds come in, first thing we do is make sure the seller's proceeds are gone out. And to stop Angela and Howard from frowning at us, we make sure that the commission checks go out for the realtors. And then there are various vendors that might be compensated at closing. And we're usually able to take care of them on the same day. But again, if it's a Friday or the last 3 days of the month, my post-closing and funding department, they first want to make sure that all the seller's proceeds go out immediately, the commission checks go out immediately, and then we'll get to the vendors. I actually had a roofer hang out in my lobby waiting to get paid, and I was like, sir, you're going to get paid. You see the Watson up there Mr. Watson has been running things here for over 55 years. You'll get your money. But he wanted to wait, so we got him his money. But that's how the money moves. And there also can be circumstances where, when we're talking about mail-aways, it's not our internal requirements. It's a hard requirement. You have to have original copies back. Whether it's that original wet signature deed coming from a seller,
right,
it might be in Fort Lauderdale, or you've got the buyer has to sign all their documents, and we just have to wait for that to come in to get that wet signature. And that can cause some unexpected delays. We had a circumstance where a FedEx plane had engine trouble and had to do an emergency landing in West Virginia. All of our overnight packages that were going north were on that bird. So,
So
things happen.
Things happen. You just got to smile through it. And I like to think that one of the advantages of using us is communication, access, and accountability. One thing that I do that I always offer to somebody is there can be circumstances, as you know, where you really need to talk to somebody, but maybe they're not available because they're on the phone with a lender in Wyoming for 45 minutes who just doesn't understand that Florida is different than Wyoming. So you can't get them on the phone. And the other person you usually talk to, there's this thing called vacation some people have. So I always tell people, worst comes to worst. We have 26 great employees at Watson Title. Call me. Nobody screens my call. One thing I'm real proud of here is, if you want to talk to the president of Watson Title Services in North Florida, when you call the number, nobody's going to ask, who are you? What do you want? What question are you going to ask? All you got to say is I like to speak to Greg Harris. And they go, one moment, please. And they put you right to it. Or you call my direct line and I pick up the phone. And that's something I always like to offer to people because you mentioned communications earlier. People want to know that their concerns are being listened to.
Absolutely.
And acted on, because this is it's a very serious business.
Yes.
If you're buying a home, you're going to invest your life savings. It represents all the compromise, hard work, and success you've had in your life to get a home. And if you're selling a home, you have so much equity in there that represents the same thing.
Yes.
And it's a very emotional. You add emotion to people's financial livelihoods. They just want to know somebody is hearing their concerns because things aren't slightly what they thought it would be. So that's one of the great advantages, I think, is that customer service and communications that we try to offer everybody as best as we can.
I agree with that. And I will tell you that we have the distinct advantage of Watson Realty is that you have liaisons in our offices. So when we're having something happen, we can get to a person. Say, hey, this is about to, you know, derail us. So let's get ahead of it. And, that sort of thing.
Yeah. One thing we like about our we call them office liaisons, our title reps that work in the various offices, is one thing that they'll do early on in a transaction is they'll help realtors do the data collection for the buyers and the sellers information. So many times the buyer or seller, the first title rep they hear from is our office liaison. And more often than not, that's also the person who, will conduct the closing.
Right.
So they know you from
there's
beginning
continuity.
To end.
It's not who
is this person. It's like, oh, it's you.
Right.
We've been talking for the last 6 weeks. So that again, we hope that helps with the customer service and the communication angle.
One of the things we haven't talked about, and we only have about a minute left, is that when you do a title search, which is to find out, who owns the property, is if there's any defect, meaning that the person that you think owned the property actually doesn't, you go back and actually can fix those. Or the title insurance company that was on it previously can fix those. So you get involved in those as well. The other thing we haven't talked about is, what is your phone number? And it's 904-461-3220. That's the main number for Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. Greg, we certainly do appreciate you being on the show. You give great information every time that you're here.
Yes.
We wish you a very happy new year to you and to your family and to all of your employees. We want to thank you for being a sponsor. And we want to thank all of our listeners here at Real Estate Radio. We wish all of you a very happy and healthy new year. We're going to be back with all of you live again next week. The Van Wees are on tap. I think one of them is going to be here in the studio, and the other one is going to be calling in. Do we have a thumbs up for this past week? We do.
Yay.
We have a thumbs up. God bless everyone. We're going to be back with you next week. Have a good one.